Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. What the Best College Teachers Do by Ken Bain is a research-based work on higher education teaching, published by Harvard University Press and widely used in faculty development. Bain draws on a 15-year inquiry into outstanding college teachers across disciplines and institutions to ask why some professors produce unusually deep and lasting learning. The book is not a manual of classroom tricks. Its central claim is that exceptional teaching begins with how teachers understand learning, knowledge, students, and their own professional responsibility. Bain examines how strong teachers prepare courses, conduct class, treat students, assess learning, and evaluate their own effectiveness. The result is part educational research, part reflective guide, and part argument for treating college teaching as an intellectually serious practice. Its purpose is to help instructors move beyond content delivery toward learning environments where students question assumptions, build durable understanding, and develop confidence in their capacity to think. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, great teaching begins with expert knowledge joined to understanding how students learn. Bain rejects the narrow view that strong teaching is mainly a matter of charisma, performance, or efficient presentation. The teachers he studies usually know their fields extremely well, but subject expertise alone is not enough. What distinguishes them is the way they connect disciplinary knowledge to an understanding of student learning. They treat learning as a process in which students must confront prior assumptions, test ideas, and reorganize what they believe. This is why the book emphasizes questions such as what students are likely to misunderstand, what intellectual problems will matter to them, and what kind of evidence will help them revise their thinking. In this framework, teaching is not the transfer of finished information from expert to novice. It is the design of conditions under which students can construct more powerful ways of reasoning. Bain also stresses that effective teachers believe students can learn. That belief is not sentimental. It shapes course decisions, feedback, and expectations. If teachers assume that ability is fixed, they tend to sort students. If they assume growth is possible, they create demanding environments that invite improvement. Secondly, course design starts with learning goals rather than coverage of material. One of the most practical ideas in the book is that effective teachers begin planning by asking what students should be able to understand, do, or value by the end of a course. This reverses the common habit of organizing teaching around a list of topics to cover. Bain shows that the best teachers think in terms of intellectual destinations and then select readings, assignments, discussions, and assessments that support those destinations. This approach resembles backward design, although Bain presents it through the habits of exemplary instructors rather than as a rigid formula. The implication is that a course should not merely expose students to content, it should create a sequence of experiences that changes how they think. A teacher planning in this way asks what questions will animate the course, what problems will require sustained inquiry, and how students will receive feedback before final judgment. Coverage still matters, especially in content-heavy fields, but it becomes subordinate to meaningful learning. Bain, therefore, challenges the assumption that more material automatically means more education. A carefully structured course may teach fewer items while producing stronger intellectual command. Thirdly, intrinsic motivation is cultivated through meaningful problems, high standards, and revision. Bain pays close attention to motivation, especially the difference between learning for grades and learning because a problem has become intellectually compelling. The best teachers in the book do not ignore grades, but they avoid making grades the central source of energy in the course. Instead, they pose questions and challenges that invite curiosity, judgment, and personal investment. This matters because extrinsic pressure can produce compliance without durable understanding. Students may memorize enough to pass an examination while never changing the way they think. Bain argues that deep learning is more likely when students see a task as significant and when standards are demanding but attainable. He also highlights the value of revision. Opportunities to improve work before final evaluation make high expectations educational rather than punitive. They show students that quality develops through feedback, reflection, and repeated effort. This view also changes the role of failure. In a strong learning environment, early mistakes become evidence for further work, not proof of incapacity. The result is a classroom culture in which challenge and support reinforce each other. Fourthly, the classroom becomes a critical learning environment rather than a delivery venue. A central phrase associated with the book is critical learning environment. Bain uses this idea to describe classrooms where students actively test ideas, encounter important questions, and feel that their reasoning will be taken seriously. This does not mean that every class must be discussion-based or that lectures have no value. Bain is more interested in the intellectual function of any method than in the method itself. A lecture can be powerful if it frames a problem, reveals expert reasoning, and provokes students to reconsider assumptions. A discussion can be weak if it merely fills time. The best teachers design class meetings as serious intellectual events with a clear purpose. They also create trust. Students are more willing to risk difficult thinking when they believe the teacher will judge their work fairly and wants them to succeed. Bain connects this trust to language, classroom tone, and the treatment of student questions. The environment is critical because it asks students to examine evidence and revise beliefs. It is supportive because students are invited into that work as capable participants. Lastly, effective teachers assess their own teaching with evidence rather than reputation. Bain gives significant attention to how teachers know whether their teaching is working. He is cautious about relying on popularity, personality, or routine student satisfaction as proof of effectiveness. The teachers he studies look for evidence that students have achieved deep and lasting learning. They examine student work, listen to student feedback, reflect on course design, and remain willing to revise their practices. This makes teaching a form of scholarly inquiry rather than private instinct. The book encourages instructors to ask whether students are learning what the course claims to value, whether assignments reveal growth, and whether classroom activities are aligned with intellectual goals. Bain also recognizes that formal evaluation systems in higher education often fail to capture this complexity. Standard surveys can be useful, but they may not show whether students have developed better reasoning or long-term interest. The stronger model is reflective and evidence-based. Teachers build an argument about their effectiveness using multiple forms of information. This topic is important because it prevents the book from becoming only inspirational. It links ideals about learning to professional accountability and continuous improvement. In conclusion, what the best college teachers do is most useful for college and university instructors, graduate students preparing to teach, faculty developers, department chairs, and academic leaders who want a clearer language for discussing teaching quality. New instructors can use it to move beyond imitation of former professors and think more deliberately about learning goals, assessment, motivation, and classroom culture. Experienced teachers can use it as a diagnostic mirror, especially if their courses have become organized around coverage, habit, or grading routines rather than intellectual transformation. The book also benefits readers interested in the scholarship of teaching and learning because it connects classroom practice to evidence without reducing teaching to a checklist. Its practical value lies less in ready-made techniques and more in the questions it teaches instructors to ask before, during, and after a course. Compared with many pedagogy books, it stands out for its readable style, cross-disciplinary scope, and focus on the underlying judgments of excellent teachers. Bain does not present greatness as a mysterious personal gift, nor does he offer a mechanical formula. He shows teaching as a disciplined, humane, and improvable practice grounded in trust, high expectations, thoughtful design, and evidence of student learning. If you would like to support Ken Bain, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.